Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 129 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's great to have you here again with us today if you're a return guest, and welcome to those who might be here for the first time. This reading plan is all about drawing closer to God through drawing close to God's Word each and every day. So today, according to the Bible in a Year reading plan, we will be reading Psalms 36 to 44 and Proverbs 5. By way of this podcast, I will be reading Psalm number 42, but be sure to read the rest on your own. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, don't hesitate to click the link that appears in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you can print or download it for safekeeping. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm 42, for the chief musician, a contemplation by the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually ask me, "Where is your God?" These things I remember and pour out my soul within me, how I used to go with the crowd and led them to God's house, with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a holy day. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God. For I shall still praise him for the saving help of his presence. My God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows have swept over me. Yahweh will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will ask my God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my adversaries reproach me, while they continually ask me, "Where is your God?" Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise him, the saving help of my countenance and my God. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this time together, and pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these ancient words, that we might gain understanding, and that your truth would fall upon fertile soil in our hearts, that we might bear much fruit for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things, and all of God's people said, Amen. The aspect of this psalm that really popped out for me was the first few lines where we hear, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. It may be cliche, but there is truth in the fact that we have a God-shaped hole in our hearts that we try to fill with so many different things so that we might gain satisfaction and joy and feeling important. But the reality is that hole can only be filled by God. The soul that God has imparted in us when we were created desires God's full presence. It desires God's Spirit to fill it and to preserve it through the ups and downs of life until that time when our body fails and our soul is given up from our bodies. And for those who have trusted in the gift of Jesus Christ, that is the forgiveness of sins for our place in God's kingdom and eternal life, our souls are then gathered up into God's presence. That's where the soul desires to go, and hopefully that's where we desire our soul to go. But again, friends, it is a choice. God will not force God's self on any one of us, and we must choose to fill that God-shaped hole with God himself. especially taking by faith the gift that Jesus extended to us through the work he did on the cross, so that we might have forgiveness of sins and, yes, again, a place in God's heavenly and eternal presence. So friends, today, maybe as you go about your day and you sit down for a small time of prayer at lunch or at dinner or before you lay yourself down for bed, that you consider how you have been filling this God-shaped hole in your heart. Consider the times, perhaps, that you really did try to fill it with other things and how that worked out. Truly, there was no full joy. Joy that would transcend circumstances and the ups and downs of life. And then consider the times when you truly have made it your best effort to fill your life with good and godly things, like taking time to pray and read scripture and serve others, and see how that joy has been made complete in you when you were diligent in doing the things God has called you to do. Truly, our soul desires to be with God, and God desires our soul as well. So friends, I hope that you have a very blessed rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.